Hey, it's Randy Miles, and it is Tuesday, and that means that it's Take Control Tuesday. And with me on the phone is Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. Mansa, we've been on this series about credit cards, and last time you talked about having multiple credit cards. Now, I need to know why.
Right. Well, first thing, let me say this. Don't be self-deceiving and put yourself in trouble when it comes to this strategy.
Okay.
Because you have a credit card doesn't mean you have to use the credit card, okay?
Right.
That is something that gets people in a lot of trouble. Just because you have something, just like food, just because it's there don't mean you have to eat the whole pizza.
Too late now.
And here's the problem with that. When you do that with a credit card, that debt at 24% interest rate lingers for years and very hard to get out of. So once again, if you don't have self-control, don't do this strategy. Here's the reason you want multiple credit cards. We've talked about this in the past, and I encourage people to go to moneysmartlife.org and search for authorized users to get the full story, but you can segregate your authorized users. It's a benefit to help other people's credit to make them authorized users. And if you have somebody you're doing that with, they can have a separate card under your name that, once again, doesn't necessarily affect your credit, but you can see what they're doing. So it helps you segregate authorized users. You have multiple closing dates. So you have the ability to stagger payments, right? Your closing date on one card is the first of the month, the next card is the 10th of the month, the next card is the 15th of the month, and so on. So you can stagger your bills and pay them that way, because a lot of people do automatic payment now with utility bills, streaming services, and et cetera.
Right.
Having an additional credit card increases your credit limits and lowers your credit utilization ratio. If you get three new credit cards and they each give you $3,000 of credit limit, that's an additional $9,000 on your limit, which lowers your credit utilization ratio since you're not going to be using the cards.
Right. Okay.
And that's 30% of your credit score.
It really is. What a difference.
Right? So simply getting more cards or increasing limits on your cards can help you with that. The next thing that happens is when you get these credit cards now, you get access to personal loans from the banks and the credit card companies. Now, once again, let me emphasize, just because you have access to the money don't mean you have to use the money.
Exactly.
Now, here's the thing. Having multiple credit cards, should you really get in a dire emergency, we've talked about it in the past, credit cards can be part of your emergency fund.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may have one or two main credit cards that you use or whatever, but then you have this bench, let's say, of cards waiting to be used in case of an emergency. Listen, you cannot have too much credit, but you can use too much credit.
There you go.
Let me say that again.
Yep.
You cannot have too much credit. You can use too much credit. So the strategy with multiple cards is expand your credit, but don't use them. Just because you got them, don't use them. Randy, between my wife and I, we probably have got 15 credit cards, but we don't use 15 credit cards.
Okay.
Those cards gets my credit utilization down below 10%. Therefore, my credit score is over 800.
Wow.
That's why you want to have multiple credit cards.
Wow. That just blew my mind. And as always, you can find out more strategies and tips on Mansa's website, moneysmartlife.org. And all of our archives are on TakeControlTuesday.com. Mansa, thank you so much.
And one last word, just because you have a credit card doesn't mean you have to use the credit card.
Amen.
Amen.